Hey, this is Shannon, and you're listening to The Youngblood Life.
What's going on, everybody?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. It is 7:45 at night.
You are not wrong.
Nope.
It's been a long day.
Saturdays are always long for me. I'm up at 6:15 to get a shower. Then I go downstairs and I ice the pupcakes for Elizabeth for the farmer's market. And then I get everybody up after I'm done doing my stuff.
We go to the farmer's market. Today we got her at the farmer's market. Then
we set her up.
She got set up. Then we left.
Yep, all by herself.
And then we went to
rugby game. Got there at like 9:15.
And we watched 3.
Yep, left at 12.
Then we went left again to get home.
To tear down the farmer's market.
Yeah, to tear down the farmer's market.
Unload.
Come back to the house. You change your shirt into a
from a rugby shirt
to
football.
A football shirt, which made me laugh, by the way.
Yeah. Then.
And then we drove to football,
which was 35 minutes away.
Yeah, and they won.
Yep. They demolished.
Yeah,
actually.
Well, yeah, and
with Logan getting 4 touchdowns.
That is correct. Yes, it gets pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, busy day, but that's okay. Now we're back. Now we're recording a podcast.
Yep.
Just for you.
And we had dinner on time.
Yeah, we had dinner.
We had dinner early yesterday.
Yeah, well, this one wasn't really on time. This was just like...
It still was.
Yeah, it was.
Like,
it wasn't a late dinner.
But...
I'm not a fan of late dinners.
Tomorrow is going to be a very, like, long day for me as well.
Yeah, well, that we'll deal with that. Anyway, speaking of, so that's what it is. That's our days. That's how they.
When you have kids, it's the weekends.
I get tired. You know, I get tired of taking kids everywhere. I know. I get it. It's not going to stop. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be that way.
It's not going to stop until all the kids are out of the house.
And then I'll probably want to be wishing I could take kids everywhere.
Yep. And then it's going to be, I'll pick up the grandkids.
So, yeah. It. No grandkids. What the heck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Not anytime soon.
Oh, well, no, but still, it's going to be like, can you pick up the kids? Like, sure, I'll go pick up my cute little grandkids.
Yeah.
And then Elizabeth would be like, can you pick up my dog from the vet?
Yeah, that's pretty much the truth. So, anyway, we're not going to talk about that today.
What we are going to talk about, though.
So, here's the deal. We're going to talk about a side hustle.
Every day I'm hustling.
It's funny. So I hear people say, I just can't make money. I don't know how to make money.
There are so many ways to make money.
Or I'm not making enough money.
That's their own fault.
And, you know, we've talked about budgeting. We've talked about things before. And actually, that brings up, too. So I'm going to say it. I don't always go through our reviews.
Oh, this lady.
We don't know who it is.
Or guy. Whatever.
Whoever. It didn't really bother me because the fact that they're listening.
Right.
Means that.
And they were probably intrigued, so they had to finish listening to what was being said.
And so what I'm saying, what's happening is I want to thank them.
For listening.
And I appreciate them for listening.
And for leaving a review.
And actually, even though we didn't achieve the 5-star review.
We got a 4-star.
I got a 4, and I appreciate that. That's awesome. So thank you very much. But I want to read this review.
Want me to read it?
Sure, you can.
Okay, I'll read it. Hold on. Guys, it's actually pretty funny.
You have to read the title.
Yeah, it says, why not get a real job?
And stash.
It says, why? Just why? Boy, did she marry horribly. She's going to live in a tour bus. And 24 months later, broke, living in 400-foot, your boss. If he hasn't been able to make their dreams come true after all these years, why now?
So let's talk about that. That's actually very simple.
I am going to talk about that real quick.
Okay, you're going on the defensive here.
No.
Okay.
Little does this person know that many years ago, we ran our own company, and we'd get up in the middle of the night, pack our bags, surprise our kids, and head to some amazing vacation.
Okay, I get it, but they're saying we should stash.
Right, we should, and that's what I'm getting at. We stashed a lot of money. Well, we had so much money stashed, and we had a great nest egg, and then the economy crashed, the business crashed, everything crashed, and we lived off of our very nice nest egg for a really, really long time. If it wasn't for that, you know, we would have been stranded and really sucking. And I did not marry horribly. I married amazing.
I know my judgment in women is amazing. Yeah. I'm going to say your judgment in men may be kind of wrong.
When this person says I married horribly, I take that very offensive.
It is what it is.
I didn't marry horribly. If I would have married horribly, I'd be poor, homeless, on the streets. My kids would be raggedy
clothes.
But
it's good, though. It's good. The thing is, I really appreciate this this review. Because one thing, and we do talk a lot about money. We talk about budgeting. And we don't really give people full details of what we do.
Right.
And yes, I have my dream and of what I want to do.
My dream, I'd be driving a G-Class, living on a 400-acre ranch with horses galore.
Your dream is the a lot of money.
And my dream is a lot of money. But, I mean, she's saying, why now?
Here's the thing, though. If you take it as this. Okay, for the tour bus thing. The tour bus thing is still on the books. It's not the number one because other opportunities have come up.
Right.
And it's not the other opportunities that have come up have not been where they've been. It hasn't been. They've come up. I'm stuttering. I do that sometimes. They've come up because of hard work.
Yeah.
So the tour bus is there.
It's still there. It's just not our number one priority.
It is the fallback. And so here's what you know they don't understand. To buy the tour bus. To get what we need to be able to remodel, I didn't want to buy just a cheap, you know, school bus like a lot of people buy schoolies.
I don't think they realize what it was going to look
like. Well, that's it. I mean, most people when they do it, and let me tell you, you've seen some pictures of some schoolies.
Yeah.
Schoolies are beautiful.
And what they don't get either is we're not going to have all the kids living in there.
Yeah. Well, the point is what
Paris
they're saying
is gone.
You know, you married wrong because if he hasn't been able to make their dreams come true after all these years, why not? Here's the thing.
How old is this person and has their dreams actually came true yet?
Well, most people, when it comes to work, most people think that to make a living...
You have to work until you're 80.
You work for somebody and you get paid hourly.
Right.
And you go to work 9 to 5. And, you know, I have problems with that. I can do it. I have no issue doing that. But there's so much more money to be made out there, not just doing that.
Right.
And the more that's one thing we're about to talk about.
Right.
But this part right here, I mean, the reality is dreams can become true. We had dreams when we were younger, and we fulfilled those.
Mm-hmm.
We really did. Now we're
My
older.
Dream was to become Mary Lou Retton or Shannon Miller. I didn't make it that far, obviously.
Well, but you were a great gymnast.
I was a great gymnast.
Actually, I was talking to somebody about that today at the football game. But I mean, the reality is this, though. Dreams can come true. Dreams change. The tour bus would allow us to... We'd have to drop about 50 to 60 grand in the bus.
Right. And then people are probably like, you can drop 50 to 60 grand in the house.
They're not wrong.
Right. And that's why it's not now our number one priority.
Well, because of another opportunity that's come up, right?
Right.
Which we're not really going to talk about the new opportunity quite
not yet.
Because we're still working on the some of the details of it. But with the tour bus, it would give us a lot of freedoms. One, to travel, which we do want to travel.
Yep.
That is one of our goals and one of our dreams. So there's that dream. Two, it would give us where we can be financially out of debt 100%.
Right.
And give us where we could actually, have a house. And yes, it rolls. Who cares? We roll around in a house. I mean, it's not like...
They see me rolling.
It's not like we're living in some trailer park down by the river, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where I think people may have misunderstood. And of course, whatever.
Well, this person's probably thinking it's a Winnebago. They're going to squeeze five kids in a Winnebago.
My question is this. They probably don't have the 60 grand to drop into this thing that we were going to do.
Right.
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 You know, the goal is to actually have something. You know, they wouldn't do it because they don't have that. They didn't have that money. But the goal is to take the money, which we've been stashing. You are correct. Why not get a real job and stash? Well, we have been stashing, and the stashing has been building up, and it's been accumulating, and it's been getting bigger and bigger, and it's moving to with this new opportunity, which we'll talk about that probably later.
Yeah, in a few weeks.
Yeah, maybe, I think probably a little bit longer than that.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it, and it'll develop into something that's greater and better than the tour bus,
and all gives us the opportunities that we wanted to have before on the with the tour bus, but then and then some.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to. And it's all because of
hustling.
A hustle. So my living. So I'll get everybody clear. I consult. We do podcasting and YouTube, and then we do side hustles.
Yep.
So, side hustle.
And no, we're not gypsies.
No. Definitely not. Well, if we live in a tour bus, people
probably think, probably think we were. Yeah. These are gypsies. What are you doing?
What you're doing is insane. So, here's the deal. So, we did a test. And we did a test because I wanted to prove, actually, not just me right, because I knew it would work. You did it as a joke.
I did it as a joke. So, a few years ago, I have a friend who lived by us, or we lived by them because they were there first. We lived by them, and Elizabeth would go over all the time, and the boys, and play with their kids, and Elizabeth comes home one day and goes, Mom, they're making all these things called Yardsies, so many of them, and she's selling them like crazy.
It's basically Yard Yahtzee.
Yeah, so it's Yard Yahtzee. It comes in a 5-gallon bucket, 5 dice, you have an laminated 8x10.5 Yardsie game piece, a clipboard, and a marker. And I was like, well, I'm going to try this. I was like, can't be that bad, you know. Well, Shawnee did really good at it.
The thing is, you did this, but then it also...
I did it as a joke, actually.
Well, you did it to see if you can make, you know, sell 2 or 3 of them just for the heck of it.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, oh, I need some extra money. I want to go get this. And so I was like, I'm going to make a few of them. Well, that few of them, my gosh, blew up. And next thing I know... We're getting Venmos like crazy.
Here's the rundown. And we'll tell you exactly how we did this, because I have no problem sharing this, because the reality is, most people won't do it.
Right.
Most people out there, all they do is are talkers, and they'll say, hey.
And not doers.
I need to make extra money, but I'm going to go do this. So, they don't. But most people don't. So here's how I start. Here's how I started out. Shannon says, here's what I want to do. I said, fine, let's go buy a 4x4. Because each of the squares are made out of
4x4.
All those dice are 4x4s. So we got 4x4s, got some buckets, got all that stuff, got everything, and then everything put together. And so I cut them to the proper size. And then after I cut them to the proper size, you know, you guys sanded them.
And burned them.
And then you burnt the dice and said, so, and there's a reason why we burnt the dots on the dice versus
sprayed or anything or
yeah, painted
or done vinyl or, yeah, or
because it looked better, looked more vintage.
Yeah.
Did that, put them in the buckets, and then got it ready. So we made what, 5 or 6 of them?
Just to start with.
1 4x4 just to do it. And then...
And we're like, whatever this does, fine. If we have some left over, we'll give it away as gifts.
Yeah. Well, that didn't... It? So, Shannon lists them. She... Now, one thing Shannon does is... Shannon is has joined, which we all should... I think everybody should do this. Everybody should go join Facebook Marketplace. Sell them on the market. We went to sold them on the marketplace, but also join these Facebook yard sale pages.
Yeah.
So, Shannon listed one there. Boom. People started prepaying.
Like crazy.
Prepaying. Okay, guys, here's the deal.
I got overwhelmed and kind of freaked out a little bit.
Well, it came down to being organized, and that's hard. That's the hard part. So, let's do some math real quick. You're so weird.
Why you do it, you know, like silence or whatever? I don't know.
What are you doing?
There's a tennis ball.
Oh, that's why he's going crazy?
Yes.
He's going to pounce on you right now. All right. So here's how this worked out. One times.
You're like, how many did we sell?
I'm going over the math exactly how it was. So we sold 166
of
these things.
Crap. We
made 166 uh-huh. times 5 dice. 830 dice.
Oh my gosh.
Now, we only get me 5 out of each 4x4. Yeah. Divided by 5. So we
160.
We put this up. We had to get Lowe's to deliver wood to our house.
Yep.
Normally, we just go and pick it up, throw it
in the back of the car.
And buckets. We had to get all this stuff delivered to us. We brought home, we after everything was all said and done, we made $7,500.
Yep.
You got hiccups.
I do.
You're trying not to have
hiccups. I'm trying not to have them. I've been trying to hide them.
So, $7,500. Now, this is all
just
over
in a matter of a month.
30 days. This was a 30-day test for a side hustle.
And I was working for our neighbor, and he at first he was like, man, that's really cool. But then I was like, I got to leave early today. I got to go home and sand some blocks. And he's like, man, that side hustle of yours, I might have to close down my shop for a minute and go help you out.
Well, so the thing is, most people are afraid of doing extra work.
There is always ways to make money. Look at our daughter.
Everybody has time to watch Netflix for 4 or 5 hours in the day. But they
go
don't have
time. Go do something creative.
Take an hour away from your Netflix shows, and guess what?
Yeah.
Go make some money instead of spending money on that monthly Netflix
fee. Well, you know, I went and bought a Cricut and everything. I sold the first one because I really didn't know what I needed to make money on, so I sold it. I was like, oh, forget it. But then I was like, I'm going to get another one, and I'm going to make money. Shoot, I am making people dog ornaments, y'all. I'm getting $10 a pop.
Well, okay, and so let's talk about our daughter.
Yeah.
And she's been doing this since she was 11.
11 years old.
So our youngest daughter, she is now, what, 15? She'll be 16. Okay, I was saying, you can't see what's going on right now.
I'm like, what is bothering me?
We're going to eventually start recording these in video.
But
Shannon's over here like, what is wrong with my... She's like itching at her leg.
Something
like crazy.
Something is wrong with the back of my left leg.
And so she pulls up her pants on the left side and reaches up and she grabs a dryer sheet.
Yeah, I was like, why is it so soft and squishy?
That's your leg.
Yeah, I know.
You should work out more. You see, you married horribly. See?
We interrupt this podcast.
We interrupt this podcast because I'm about to get murdered. No, but I mean, that's the thing. So since she's 14 now, 15 now, she's been doing it since she was 11 years old. She's been making dog treats and she's been selling them to people.
And she got burnt out at first, so she stopped for a good year and a half.
Yeah, she was for a year and a half. But then she started back up at the local farmer's market.
Yep. They're like, hey, we need you back, Elizabeth. They're like, okay.
It's kind of funny, though. So she actually has another job, too. She actually has a real job, too. Yet again, proof. Just work.
A 15-year-old, y'all.
A 15-year-old. She
goes from the farmer's market and immediately after tearing down goes home to change.
She goes to work at the store she works
and
at.
And goes to work.
She works at the store. But here's the funny part. Her bosses, the owners of the store, not going to say what store it is because we don't want creepers.
Ratted her out to the employees.
Ratted her out to the employees saying, Elizabeth has her own business. And they're like, and then a lot of the employees were like, well, how much money do you make at your own business?
She didn't want to tell them.
But the reality is this.
She said, I make more than what you guys make in 2 weeks in one day.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she but I mean, so this is proof. A side hustle, I think everyone needs one. If you say you want to travel, you need a side hustle. So when I was 21 years old.
You ran from the cops.
That's another story for another day. Why are we telling that story? We're not telling that story. When I was 21 years old.
I was just saying what first came to mind.
Yeah. When I was 21 years old, got back from my mission, bought a car. I was working a full-time job. Started learning sales, and I actually worked for a sales agency out of Atlanta. And the sales agency, we represented like 100 different product lines sold and been to Home Depot and things like that. But I wanted a little extra money because, I mean, at the time I was only making like $23,000 a year.
Yeah.
The reality is when you work for somebody, your sole purpose is to make them
money.
Rich.
Mm-hmm.
They give you just enough money to keep you. Of course, this was what, 1999?
2000.
99.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We weren't married.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
1999.
Well, you weren't 21 yet. Yeah, you were. Just kidding.
How old am I?
Yeah, you were 21.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And so I went to a friend of mine. He was actually the manager at the Nissan the car lot. And I noticed that their cars were getting dirty. So I went over and they didn't have a consistent cleaning crew. So I went and said, here's the deal. Tony, I want to wash all the cars. He goes, don't you have a job? I'm like, yeah, but I can do this early in the mornings. So he said, okay, so well, how much? I said, I'll do it for $5 a car. Now, they on this one lot, they had 100 cars.
Man, that's so cheap.
What?
$5 a car.
You're right. I had to hustle.
So. Yeah.
But I ended up hiring some people to help me and things like that. That was actually technically my first business.
Yeah.
So did that. I started washing every car every Monday morning.
Yep.
I'd get up at like 4 in the morning and I'd go wash cars. I would get done by 8 o'clock. I had to hurry home, shower, get into my car, get down to Kennesaw.
Yeah.
And start working.
Yep.
So I was making $500
extra
a month. A week.
That's $2,000 a month.
$2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Just like that. So it can be done. Anybody can have a side hustle. Anybody can make money.
Yep.
So reality is, get off your butts and go do it.
Go do it. I mean, my goodness, my 9-year-old 2 weeks ago made $50 in an hour.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Cleaning window wells?
Did a window well. And this lady's like, here. Came to find out it was one of the ladies from Real Housewives of Utah. But
yeah, which that show hasn't aired yet,
but I know who it is and we know her, so.
Yeah, we were texting earlier today, so. But yeah, he's so weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so it can be done. So that's one reason that we're going to be, with this new opportunity that's come up, it's, we'll share it with you guys once it's all said and done, once the pen and paper has been signed and everything's ready to go. It's actually pretty amazing. But the reality is, anybody can make money. If you want to do it,
just get off your butt.
That's the hardest part.
Just get off your butt.
Well, here's the thing. You may not know what you're going to do. You may not know what it is. Well, I'll give you for instance. So
you cannot sit on your butt until you are our dads who have worked their entire lives working their butts off at craft and at, you know, working for this, you know.
Your dad worked for the state.
Yeah.
And
so, you know, retired, getting, you know, his...
Supposed to be getting his retirement check, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah. I mean, he's getting it now.
I mean, he was getting it before, but he wasn't really getting it.
Yeah. Now he is, and he gets to use it.
I shouldn't say that. That's bad.
That's all right.
That's a story for another day, too. But
I called him one day. I was like, hey... I was like, you mind if I said, you mind if I use your card and go get Chick-fil-A? He's like, why are you asking me? I was like, because I don't want this to be do as I say, not as I do type of thing, since of what happened. He goes, just go get you Chick-fil-A.
That's hilarious. Well, you know, the reality is anybody can make money. Everybody should be able to make money. If there's something that you want, if you're not happy, most people are not happy working for somebody else, but there's a lot of people that they need.
I'll be honest, I wasn't.
I know.
I really, as much as I really like who I worked for, I didn't like going in.
I know.
But it's okay.
The thing is, you're happier when you work for yourself.
You are.
And getting a real job, so most people say, doesn't always work.
Nope. I make more money doing what I do at home than I did.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So.
Well, a side hustle for both of us in a month made $7,500.
Yeah.
That's, you know, what is that? Do the math. Get the math on that one. Your average income these days in the U.S. is what, 40 something thousand?
Yep.
Say 45?
Yeah.
So what percentage is that? 5. So you're literally almost a little less than a quarter of your income.
Yeah.
Made in 1 month that most people make an entire year.
Entire year, yeah.
That's insane.
Crazy.
So, and I'm for those that want to know, I'm actually getting ready to start. So this podcast is brought to you by.
Ding ding ding.
No. I'm actually starting a. If you go to the Youngblood Life Facebook page, I'll be announcing it on there. But I'm going to actually open up a private Facebook group where we're actually going to start. I'm going to start teaching more classes about social media.
Which he's absolutely amazing. I'm not saying that because he's my husband, but. I'm saying that because he genuinely knows what the heck he's talking about.
I struggle with name dropping, so I don't. Shannon likes to name drop a lot, but I have.
I'll keep this one quiet, but
I have. I have.
Get me mad enough, I'll just say it. No,
I'm not talking about that one. No. I'm talking about. I have helped a lot of YouTubers, a lot of podcasters, a lot of Instagrammers to get where they are, and so
not even a thank you.
Well, that is what it is, whatever. So the goal is it's going to be behind a paid wall, so you have to pay to be part of the group, but you'll get classes every 2 weeks. We'll have guest speakers in there. We'll have things like that, stuff that'll help people get better at their craft. So that's coming. So go check that out. Go make sure you follow us on Facebook at The Youngblood Life, and that page will be up and running, and we'll be rolling out here very, very soon with that one.
Heck yeah.
So anyway, hope everybody is doing well. Go get your side hustle going. And yes, Shannon, you probably did marry wrong.
Whatever.
No.
I have 5 beautiful kids. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, I've never had to call a handyman in our 20 almost years of marriage.
Well, I have fixed everything that ever goes wrong in this house, don't I?
Yep.
So anyway, you guys take it easy. We'll talk to you later. I'll never be